This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، welcome to another episode of our tafsir page by page. إن شاء الله تعالى today we are on page number 168, which is the ninth juz of the Quran, Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous episode, we mentioned how Allah Azza wa Jalla had saved Bani Israel from Pharaoh and his armies, and how once they had crossed the sea, one of the first incidents that took place is that they came across a group of people that were worshipping an idol besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. And so some of Bani Israel said to Musa, "Oh Musa, why don't you make for us an idol like these people have an idol?" And Musa alayhi salam rebuked them for this in the harshest of terms, and he told them, "This isn't what it means to have tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor is it the way that you should praise and thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for the many blessings that He bestowed upon you and the many favors that He gave to you. Because all of this, which is shirk, it will be rendered null and void. It won't benefit anyone. It is completely useless to engage in." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminded us of the many blessings that He bestowed upon Bani Israel, not least of which was that He saved them from Pharaoh and his armies. Pharaoh, with all of his persecution, his torture, his evil, his oppression, Allah Azza wa Jalla saved them from that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further benefited or further bestowed upon them the blessing of the revelation of the Torah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned to us the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he traveled for 40 nights to meet Allah Azza wa Jalla. And upon meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaking to him, Musa alayhi salam wanted to see Allah Azza wa Jalla, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that he cannot see him in the dunya, but rather he should look towards the mountain. If it could bear and withstand the sight of Allah, seeing Allah Azza wa Jal, then Musa alayhi salam could also see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the mountain crumbled to dust and Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. So we continue today from verse 144, which is still concerning this issue of the revelation of the Torah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قال يا موسى إن اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, O Musa, I have raised you above other people by giving you my messages and speaking to you. Hold on to what I have given you, be one of those who gives thanks. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, after saying to Musa alayhi salam that he cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla says to Musa alayhi salam, he gives to him other favors and other accolades and other honors that he bestows upon him. And that is because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was one of the greatest messengers of Allah that Allah Azza wa Jalla ever sent to humankind. And Musa alayhi salam is mentioned multiple times throughout the Quran and multiple times in the Sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he's one of those messengers that is from the favored messengers, the Ulul Azm, the messengers and prophets of high determination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Musa, إِنِّ اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, I have chosen you over people, meaning that I have chosen you, made you special, honored you, blessed you, given to you a position over and above the vast majority of humankind. There are very few people that are over and above the station of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of those being our own Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Musa alayhi salam is from the greatest and most honored of people that Allah azza wa jalla has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have chosen you and I have made you special. I have honored you and blessed you. Why? بِرِسَالَاتِ, with my messages that I gave to you, that you should go and convey to the people. وَبِكَلَامِ, and by my speaking to you directly without any intermediary. Because as we know, Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He gives revelation to the prophets of Allah, sometimes it is done in the form of a dream, but often it is done in the form of an angel. The angel comes and relays to the prophets and messengers the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Musa alayhi salam is known as the Kaleem of Allah, the one that Allah Azza wa Jal spoke to directly. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, in the verse that we've already covered previously in this tafsir. Allah Azza wa Jal spoke directly to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is from the ways that Allah honored Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Didn't need any angel, any intermediary. Allah spoke to him directly, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah honored you in these ways. فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ So take what I have given to you of these blessings, of these commandments, of these revelations. Take them and hold on to them, accept them, teach them, spread them. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ And be from those who give thanks and are grateful for the many blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon you. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon Musa alayhi salam these favors and these blessings and these honors. In verse 145, Allah Azza wa Jalla then tells us concerning the Torah.
وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظَةً وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ
We inscribed everything for him in the tablets which taught and explained everything, saying, Hold on to them firmly and urge your people to hold fast to their excellent teachings. I will show you the end of those who rebel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah azza wa jalla then gave to Musa alayhi salam everything in the tablets that he revealed to him, everything that a person needs. And that is why it is the iman of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the iman of the Muslim, that Allah azza wa jalla, every revelation that he gave to a prophet at that time in his pristine, unadulterated original fashion, original form, was guidance from Allah, and nur from Allah, light from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it contained for those people what they needed in order for them to achieve salvation. However, over time, those revelations were distorted. They were altered by people. They were adulterated by the additions and deletions and amendments that people made after them, until Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then preserved and will preserve until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And so it's not that we reject the Torah, or we reject the Injil, the Gospel, or we reject the Psalms, the Zabur of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. We accept them all as revelations of Allah that contain guidance and mercy and divine light and everything that those people needed. However, what we have today of those texts and of those scriptures is not what was revealed in its original form to those prophets of Allah. And that's something which can be seen in the very many versions that we have today of the Bible, in the very many ways that it exists and the differences between those versions themselves. However, here Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's saying that we gave to you in everything that we gave to you mu'idha, that which will be a reminder for the people. وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ It will be a reminder for them that will encourage them to do good and stay away from evil, encourage them to come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ And it is something which will explain for them all of their teachings that they need concerning their theology and their belief, concerning their worship, concerning their mannerisms and characteristics, concerning their ahkam, what is halal and haram for them. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ So take to it firmly, meaning hold on to it firmly. When you take something firmly and you grasp it, it shows a seriousness that you have with it. Take it seriously, meaning uphold its teachings and understand them and apply them and act upon them. That's what it means to take something seriously, or to hold on to it fast, or to take it with firmness. Not to take it, as unfortunately many of us do when it comes to the Quran, to take it lightly, or to take it as something which is not very serious, or to only use it, for example, in the month of Ramadan, or for example, every so often when an occasion may occur. That's not someone who holds on to something firmly. It's not someone who takes something seriously. But what you hold on to firmly and seriously is something which you each and every single day, day in, day out, you will refer to, and you will go back to, and you hold on to, and you will benefit from. That is what the Quran is for, and that was the guidance of that Musa alayhi salam was given concerning the Torah. وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا And urge your people to hold fast also to its teachings, that they should take from it and they should benefit from it, because all of it is ahsan, all of it is good, and all of it is blessing, and all of it is reminder, and all of it is mercy and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ And Allah Azza wa Jalla concludes this verse by saying, I will show you the end of those who rebel, meaning those who don't follow the commands of Allah. They don't follow the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn away from the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will see their end, and you will see what takes place with them towards that end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says concerning these people who are the fasiqeen in verse 146,
سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها وإن يروا سبيل الرشد لا يتخذوه سبيلا وإن يروا سبيل الغي يتخذوه سبيلا ذلك بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين.
I will keep distracted from my signs those who behave arrogantly upon earth without any right, and who, even if they see every sign, will not believe in them. They will not take the way of right guidance if they see it, but will take the way of error if they see that. That is because they denied our signs and paid no heed to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and as for those people who don't want to hold on to His revelation and His signs, Allah azza wa jalla says that I will take them away from it. I will divert them away from it. Why? Because they have in their hearts arrogance and pride. They don't have in their heart the humility and sincerity to believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla and to worship Him alone and to accept Tawheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will distract from them or keep distracted from my signs. الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ Those who behave arrogantly upon earth without any right. And those are the ones who reject Allah's signs. They reject His revelations. They reject His prophets and messengers. They believe that they know what they need to do in this dunya in order to achieve salvation. They are the ones who are too arrogant and too proud. They are the ones who believe that because of their wealth or their status or their fame or their power, they're better than others who don't have those things. They believe that they are the chosen ones. And so because of that, they don't have to listen, or they don't even believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't believe in the existence of a God. They don't believe in resurrection or judgment. And so therefore they will do as they please. These are the people who in one way or another, they display arrogance. Too arrogant to worship Allah, too arrogant to look for the truth, too arrogant to accept the truth when it comes to them, too arrogant to accept the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal when they're presented before them. And so because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal describes them and He says, وَإِن يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا Even if they were to see every single sign, they will not believe in them. Just as we mentioned in a couple of episodes ago about Pharaoh, didn't he see sign after sign after sign? He saw Musa alayhi salam with his staff, and what took place with the sorcerers and their magic. He saw the signs of drought and famine. He saw the signs of lice and locusts and frogs and floods and blood. He saw the signs of a plague coming and afflicting his people and wiping them out. And despite all of those signs, he rejected them. Why? Because his heart was too arrogant. He already thought that he was God himself. So why then would he accept another God? Why then would he look for truth of the worship of a God when he believes he is God? وَيَّرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا And so when every single sign of Allah comes, every miracle is presented to him, he doesn't believe in a single one of them. Just like in the time of the Prophet ﷺ with Quraysh. They saw miracles from the Prophet ﷺ. They saw the splitting of the moon. They heard the recitation of the Quran. They saw many of those things with their own eyes and heard them with their own ears. But when it came to accepting them as signs from Allah, they weren't able to do so because they were too arrogant. They believed themselves to be better than the Muslims, better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They believed their religion to be better than the religion of Islam. And so they don't believe. وَإِيَّرُوا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا And if they were to see the path of guidance, they would never take it because they can't accept it. Because that path of guidance requires me and you to show some humility, some humbleness, some sincerity before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to place your head upon the ground, to wake up for Salatul Fajr in the morning, to make wudu when it's cold, to fast when there's long hot summer days, to give your wealth for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of these acts of worship require a level of humility and humbleness and causing yourself to come down off the ego throne that each and every single one of us has or most of us have. And so when we do that, it is a sign that we're able to open up that door and accept the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But someone who can't, someone who doesn't think they need to do so, someone who thinks they're better and above all of this, even if the path of guidance was clear to them, they wouldn't be able to take it. Didn't Musa alayhi salam clearly show Pharaoh the path to Allah azza wa jal? And Pharaoh even made that promise to him that if you remove these hardships from us, I'll believe, I'll set Bani Israel free. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam show Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and those leaders of Quraysh the path to Allah Azza wa Jal, the clear path that would bring them to Allah Azza wa Jal, and the benefits that it would bring for them both in the worldly sense and in the akhirah sense? But they weren't able to accept it. Why? Because again, of that arrogance and and pride that they had within their hearts. And therefore, وَإِن يَرُوا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ السَّبِيلَ. But if they find the path of misguidance and error, that's the path that they will take. Because that's the one that Shaytan beautifies for them. That's the one that Shaytan makes seem enjoyable to them. That's the one that their desires crave anyway. So when Shaytan comes and he says, this is a path that you also have, an option that you have, they hold on to it and they run towards it. And that's often the path that leads to evil, leads to oppression, leads to haram, leads to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, this is because they denied our signs and paid them no heed. And so to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make you from amongst those people who recognize the signs of Allah, who see them, who benefit from them, who take heed of them, who apply them and understand them, that is from the greatest blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We often take it for granted as Muslims, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ramadan, the Hajj, these major signs that we have, these outward symbols of Islam that we see all around us as Muslims, we take them for granted. Other people are seeing the same signs. Other people on the TV see the Hajj. Other people know that Muslims fast in Ramadan. Other people know that we have a masjid and an adhan and an imam and a khutbah on Fridays. All of those people, they don't necessarily take from those signs what we take from them. They don't benefit from them in the way that we benefit from them. They've also heard of the Quran. Some of them have read the Quran. Some of them have heard the recitation of the Quran. Doesn't necessarily mean that they will follow that path. So to understand and see the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is from the greatest blessings that Allah bestows upon a person, from the greatest favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him for allowing this to be from amongst those people who recognize the signs of Allah and follow them. Because how many people see the signs of Allah and they're too arrogant to accept them and they turn away from them. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal then says in verse 147, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The deeds of those who denied our signs in the meeting of the hereafter will come to nothing. Why should they be repaid for anything other than that which they have done? Meaning that those, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, those who have turned away from our signs, they were too arrogant to accept them. They rejected them, they denied them. And also they denied that they would meet Allah Azza wa Jal, that there would be a resurrection and a judgment, that Allah would hold them to account for their sins. حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their actions will come to nothing. Their deeds will be rendered null and void. Why? Because even if they did some good, they tried to help people, they did some good, it wasn't based upon Tawheed, wasn't based upon acceptance of the prophets and messengers of Allah, wasn't based upon the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned before, the position of many of the scholars of Islam is that those people therefore who do some good, Allah gives them their reward in the dunya. They get longevity of life, they get more wealth, they get more ease, they get whatever they get from Allah Azza wa Jal, or certain calamities and hardships are taken away from them and removed from them. Allah gives them whatever He pleases subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rewards of the dunya. But from the akhirah they have nothing. And that is where the true reward is. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says concerning them in the akhirah, حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their actions will be rendered null and void. They will come to nothing. هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Will they be repaid for anything other than that which they did? Meaning that they will be held to account for their actions. And because their actions were evil, and because their actions were not based upon Tawheed and Iman, then they will get the reward of those people who don't have Tawheed and they don't have Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us in verse 148 the story of what takes place when Musa alayhi salam leaves. And whilst he's away, these verses that we've been speaking about, while Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is away, taking the Torah and all of the benefits and blessings that the Torah contained in its original form, what took place in his absence with these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 148, وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجَلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا اتَّخَذُوهُ وَكَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ. In his absence, Musa's people took to worshipping a mere shape that made sounds like a cow, a calf made from their jewelry. Could they not see that it did not speak to them or guide them in any way? Yet they took it for worship, for they were evildoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whilst Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was away, a man from amongst the people of Bani Israel by the name of Samiri, and his story is mentioned in more detail, inshallah ta'ala, when we come to another telling of the story in Surah Taha. Allah Azza wa Jalla will mention him by name. Samiri came and he told his people that we should worship a calf. Musa alayhi salam is gone. He's gone to his Lord. And he's left us without anything. So we need to worship him. And so he made the idea of building and making a calf, them giving their jewelry, their gold, their silver, their precious stones, to take them and to melt them down and to make them and form them into the shape of a golden calf that they could worship, that would be their God. He beautified this idea to many of them. And so they became a sizable number. And so they came, and what he did, as is mentioned in some of the books of tafsir, is that he placed a hole in the mouth of the cow and at the rear of the cow. So as the wind would come, it would make a hollow sound as it's going through the hollow body of the cow. It would make a sound, a whistling kind of sound, as air does when it passes through such a thing. And he would say, this is your Lord calling on you. This is your Lord calling to you. This is your Lord commanding you. And so the people began to worship it besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And he said, هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي. This is your God and the God of Musa that he's forgotten. And so he made this something which was beautiful to them. Made this something which was enticing to them. And imagine, these are a group of people now who Allah has saved in so many ways and bestowed so many favors upon, that even after seeing all of those signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, they can so easily go off to the path of shirk once again. And again, as we mentioned before, never take Iman for granted. Never take your Tawheed or your Islam for granted. Because if these are a people who are the people of a prophet, living in his time, they're his disciples and his first generation of followers, if they can fall into acts of shirk, then me and you have no indication or no safety or guarantee that we will not fall into something similar if Allah Azza wa Jalla does not keep us safe. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, dismissing what they did, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Could they not see that this is something which couldn't speak or guide them in any way or fashion? Didn't they use their brains, their intelligence, to say that this is just a cow that we built ourselves? We're the ones who built it. We're the ones who fashioned it. It's from our jewelry and from our precious stones that we built this, from our gold and silver that we made this. So therefore, what is it that we're going to benefit from it? اتخذوه وكانوا ظالمين. But rather they took it and they were evildoers in doing so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 149, which is the final verse that we'll take today, وَلَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ وَرَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. When, with much wringing of hands, they perceived that they were doing wrong, they said, if our Lord does not have mercy and forgive us, then we shall be from the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when Musa alayhi salam would return, inshallah ta'ala, in the next episode we'll go into more detail concerning what happens when Musa alayhi salam returns and he finds Bani Israel worshipping this calf besides Allah azza wa jal. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that then with much wringing of their hands, when Musa alayhi salam returned and he saw what they had happened, and they then were regretful and remorseful, when they realized that they had made shirk with Allah Azza wa Jalla, that they had followed Samiri, that what they had done was wrong, that Musa alayhi salam hadn't left them, hadn't abandoned them, but that he came back, and that he has come back with the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they realized that they had gone wrong, أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا, that they had been misguided, they turned back to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they made tawbah. قَالُوا لَإِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, if our Lord does not have mercy and forgive us, then we shall be from amongst the losers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention this in more detail in, inshallah ta'ala, the next episode and the verses that we will cover. However, from the major lessons that we take from this particular passage is how easy it is for people to turn away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many traps shaitan lays for people that they may become misguided and turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how, just because you're born a Muslim, you have a Muslim name, you identify as a Muslim, doesn't mean that you are guaranteed to die upon Islam. These are people who are Bani Israel, from the people of Musa, lived with Musa. Harun alayhi salam is still amongst them, a prophet of Allah, even though Musa alayhi salam may have gone away. And despite all of these different things and the combination of them and the signs and miracles that they saw and the things that they saw firsthand in the way that Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed Pharaoh, despite all of this, they can still turn to the worship of other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. that is something which should scare us. And it should make us turn back to Allah Azza wa Jalla and make dua that Allah keeps us firm and steadfast and grants us patience, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us guided. And that is why we, in every single salah, and the salah is so important in terms of keeping you steadfast and guided. In every single salah, when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, we will repeat that dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ وَاللَّهِ, keep us firm upon the straight path. Oh Allah, keep us guided upon this straight path. Because the believer never takes it for granted. And the believer knows that until they die, anything may happen to them. And there are numerous hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ told us about how a person will wake up as a believer, die as a and by evening will be a disbeliever. Or by evening they're a believer and by the morning they're a disbeliever. They sell their religion for a paltry sum of the dunya. So may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us and our families, our spouses, parents and children, our siblings and loved ones, and all of the Muslims firm and strong upon this religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give guidance to those who are not Muslim, those who are sincerely searching and looking for the truth. May Allah Azza wa Jal open up their hearts to Islam and guide them to this religion. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow them to see and benefit from the signs that He has given to them. And may they see and benefit from the signs of the Quran and from the signs of the life of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will inshallah ta'ala end today's episode here. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.